Luxembourg is one of Europe's smallest countries. It's roughly the size of Rhode Island, nestled between Belgium, Germany, and France. But this tiny nation has a big problem, traffic. So it's doing something no other country ever has, making all public transportation free. Sounds like a great idea, but is it?
I don't think that there is a great potential for people to change their behavior as a result of making public transport free in Luxembourg.
Oded Katz is among the skeptics. He studies transportation at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands, and he says there are cities and towns around the world experimenting with this. Estonia's capital, Tallinn, for example, it made public transit free for residents back in 2013. The results? Not so great, says Katz. People who were biking, walking, or already using public transit are using it more.
But we don't see any reduction in car traffic, and therefore we cannot also expect any change in emissions, unfortunately.
I mean, do you understand that? Because I don't. If I were offered free public transportation, I think I'd be using it a lot more. And I have a car. I mean, I know the benefits of car transportation in a city like Boston where you need a car.
There are specific groups for them the price does make a difference.
What primarily, kind of user groups?
Primarily the unemployed and low-income groups. At the same time, it's very seldom the case that one doesn't use public transport because it's too expensive compared to the car. So there are two things you can do to attract people to use public transport. One is to make the cost of using their car more expensive. And I emphasize using the car, not owning a car, pricing measures, congestion charging. And secondly, making public transport more attractive. So improve the level of service by increasing frequency and reliability primarily.
So you mentioned Tallinn, the Estonian capital. What cities have you looked at where they have eliminated any fee for riding public transport? And what have you seen there?
So we have so far we have quite a limited experience internationally. There are very few cases where we have mid-size or larger cities that introduce this, Tallinn being the most interesting example. It's about 500,000 residents. And basically what makes it difficult is for this to become financially sustainable. So public transport systems worldwide, they have two main sources of income. One being subsidies, taxpayers' money, and the other being ticket revenues. So in Tallinn, you must register as resident of Tallinn for you to be eligible for free ride. And there were about 30,000 people that lived in Tallinn, but were not registered as residents. And this was an incentive, basically, for them to register. And once they're registered, they pay municipal tax. So the additional revenues from this municipal tax for those people that now newly registered covers for the lost ticket revenues.
So when this plan goes into effect in Luxembourg, who's going to be able to get on and off the buses and trains for free? Just citizens? Because with the whole Benelux, Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg, you've got a lot of people coming in just to work for the day, right?
Indeed, very good point. So in Luxembourg, about 50% of people actually are commuters from neighboring countries, primarily Germany, France, and Belgium. And that is an interesting challenge because it will only be free in the Luxembourgian part of your trip. So if you take a trip, let's say a train trip from Germany or France, they will still have to pay for this ride.
I mean, Luxembourg is one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Ultimately, isn't that the reason you're actually able to try this out in the first place? I mean, could you imagine this happening in a less wealthy country?
No, that is indeed the case. So Luxembourg can afford it. It's also the case that the subsidy level for public transport is already fairly high. It has very limited rural or suburban area where public transport is less efficient. So for all these reasons, this becomes a place where you can afford introducing this. At the same time, I don't think that there is a great potential for people to change their behavior as a result of making public transport free in Luxembourg.
Oded Katz, a professor focusing on transportation and planning at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.